Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 22nd of July. The independence of the US Federal Reserve is again a focus. US Treasury Secretary Bessent weighed in on the subject yesterday. Bessent did support the notion of central bank independence, but suggested a wholesale review of the institution was required. If this were a unique comment, it would probably not be too concerning. In the context of the recent range of verbal attacks on the Fed and its independent policy decision-making, the tone is only likely to fuel investors' concerns. At the risk of stating the obvious, the control of global inflation after the instability of the 1970s was primarily the result of a trend towards independent central banks' policies, both monetary and quantitative. Of course, there was post-pandemic inflation, but that was a fiscal demand shock hitting a supply shock at the same time, neither of which effects were readily controllable by central banks. It was also a relatively short inflation episode, unlike the fiscal demand shock-supply shock combination of the 1970s, where inflation persisted. The independence of central banks' policy post-pandemic prevented that inflation episode from being any worse. US President Trump's trade tax policy will raise US inflation in the coming months. Bessent suggested that current inflation numbers disprove that is a misleading statement, as the trade taxes were always going to hit with a lag, and the current numbers are starting to show trade tax effects in the details. However, with independent central bank policy, the second round effects can be contained and the inflation shock focused into a 12 to 18 month period. Trade taxes without an independent central bank would have economists rushing back to the history books to look for parallels to US President Nixon's inflation episode. We'll be hearing from Fed Chair Powell today, although the occasion does not really allow for much scope to comment on independence. The conference at which Powell is speaking is about regulation. The UK's government finance data for June is due for release. These numbers tend to come in better than the consensus expects. It's worth noting the consensus is derived from a relatively limited number of forecasts. That reflects the fact that high-frequency data often underreports UK economic activity because the data is not picking up on economic activity generated by structural change in the economy. TikTok content creators do not necessarily appear in official data like employment numbers, but they do, or at any rate they should, pay taxes. Politics rather than economics makes today's data release a focus, with much media hand-wringing and general angst about the overall UK fiscal position. We'll also hear from Bank of England Governor Bailey, who's testifying on financial stability. Political noise will continue to offer moderate distractions for financial markets. Speculation about trade talks will continue, with the EU-US discussions ongoing, and Japan pushing for accelerated trade talks now that the upper house elections have been concluded. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.